all you're doing with a delayed reconstruction is opening up the mastectomy site and preparing it for the flap or implant or whatever you're going to be using there. Let's look at the complication rates and the impact of timing on site-specific complications. So again, these are site-specific complications requiring intervention. Donor site, implant-specific complications, and flap-specific complications. Donor site complications, about 8%. Implant-specific complications, 3, and around 3 for flap-specific with immediate reconstruction. And if you look at it for delayed reconstruction, it's much the same, although we're seeing a trend for increased flap-specific complications in the delay group. And as you'll remember, there's a higher proportion of those having free flap, so it may well...